Ahmed Bensouda is a politically active international student who recently graduated from the University of Illinois. At 2:30 p.m. yesterday, Thursday, May 30th, he was detained by the FBI at his residence, 205 West High in Urbana. No information at this time has been released as to where he is being detained or what charges are filed against him. Rana Ahmed is a friend of Ahmed Bensouda. She arrived at Ahmed's house just as federal agents were taking Ahmed away.
When I pulled up into his driveway, there were two cars outside. I noticed that they had both had men dressed in suits. I definitely thought that that was a little peculiar, but I went ahead and parked in his driveway. I got out of the car, and I spoke to his landlord, who had asked me if I'd seen him get into the car, and I hadn't. I hadn't realized he was in the car, and he informed me that the two men that were pulling away were, in fact, FBI agents who came looking for Ahmed. The landlord gave the FBI agents his key to the downstairs apartment. He said that they had come out with Ahmed about a couple minutes later, and he was about to say something to Ahmed, and then he realized he was actually in handcuffs.
We drove down after we went to the Israeli embassy. He's applying for a visa to go there.
Saeed Asali is a friend of Ahmed Bensouda and one of the last people who saw him. He gave Ahmed a ride from Chicago Thursday morning.
He's involved with the University of Illinois Divest from Israel campaign, which is a Palestinian solidarity group. The people in our group are going to Israel, Palestine, to check the situation out there, to do a report on the area, to take footage, basically just to have a solid foundation and know what's going on there. And he wants to go with that group, but since he's not an American citizen or anything like that, he had to apply for a visa, so he had to go to the Israeli embassy to do so. And it was just standard, typical stuff. They took his passport and kept it. He was in there for maybe like half an hour, and I was waiting on him outside, came back, said everything was fine.
People who know Ahmed are baffled at why he was detained and how he could be presumably classified as a terrorist. Ranjit Pagwat has known Ahmed for 4 years.
I've seen him so many times argue against Islamicists. That's why it's really interesting to hear his association with that, because he's completely against religious fundamentalism of any kind, and he's vocal about his absolute opposition to Islamic statism. He's disgusted by it.
Rana Ahmed believes that Ahmed Bensouda has been unfairly profiled and wants the government to release his whereabouts and the accusations against him.
I think that he's a target because he has an Arab name, he comes from an Arab country, and he holds a passport from Morocco and Gambia. He was a political activist. Looking at the demographics, he's a target. I think it's blatant racism. He wasn't involved in anything anti-American at all, not at all, to see him get picked out of nowhere just because, you know, he might be associated, or his name might be associated with something that's so very different than what he is. I mean, it's hard to say why. I'm trying not to think about that too much because it makes me upset. Right now, I really want to know where he is. I want his safety insured. I want to know why he's being detained. I want to know if he's being detained for a legitimate reason or not. And if he isn't, I want him released immediately.
For continuing coverage of this breaking story, keep an eye on this website, www.ucimc.org/Ahmed. That's www.ucimc.org/AHMED. The detainment of Ahmed Bensouda will also be the featured subject of today's edition of Beanie Geek, which airs at 5:30 p.m. during the Weft Courier. For the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, this is Michael Feltus.